Musical icon and native Georgian Richard Wayne Penniman, better known as Little Richard, died on Monday. Jimmy Sanders offers this remembrance.
Ready, set, go, man, go. I got a gal that I love so.
The Little Richard story begins in the Pleasant Hill neighborhood in Macon, Georgia, in December 1932. Growing up in Pleasant Hill, Richard Wayne Penniman was steeped in the evangelism of the Baptist, Pentecostal, and AME churches that were a major part of his family's lives. Gospel music and its most famous singers like Mahalia Jackson and Sister Rosetta Tharpe were the crucible in which Little Richard would form his own unique singing style, a style that would later influence generations of artists.
Didn't it rain, children? Rain, oh yes. Didn't it, yes, didn't it?
But if his singing came from the gospel tradition, Little Richard's frenetic, hyperactive piano playing came from a much more secular source. Later in life, Richard would credit Ike Turner's piano playing on Rocket 88 as the song that would make him want to play the piano. The synthesis of those two styles, the fervor of gospel singing, and the boogie-inspired rhythm of rock and roll piano, yielded a brand new sound and put Little Richard on the charts as one of the founding fathers of rock and roll music. In late 1955, Little Richard recorded his first hit, the iconic Tutti Frutti, which made it not only onto the R&B charts, but also the pop charts, establishing the 23-year-old as a potent force in American music and a crossover success. After that came a string of hits in the late 50s, Long Tall Sally, Lucille, Kansas City, and Good Golly, Miss Molly. While Little Richard's career spanned decades, the handful of years in the late 50s and early 60s were the ones that made the biggest impact on rock and roll. Musically, he influenced countless artists across many genres: James Brown, Prince, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, AC/DC, Motorhead, and of course, Otis Redding and Jimi Hendrix, both of whom played in Little Richard's band. And if imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, take a look at the number of his contemporaries who covered his hits: Elvis, Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, the Everly Brothers, and Pat Boone. But his influence stretched beyond just the evolution of rock and roll. Little Richard was also a force for social change in a time and place that saw a nation struggling with its better angels to address the systemic and endemic legacy of slavery, Reconstruction, and Jim Crow. Along with Chuck Berry and Fats Domino, and often sharing a concert bill with them, Little Richard played to some of the first integrated audiences in the South in the 1950s. In the end, Little Richard's legacy as an artist begins with his body of work, but that's only the beginning of understanding his impact on rock and roll. The real fruit of Little Richard's work is the way that he shows up in the work of generations of artists. A particular piano riff here, a vocal styling there, the excitement that a rock star brings to the stage. And even though his body of work has come to an end, the reverberations of that work is cemented into rock and roll forever. For WUGA, I'm Jimmy Sanders.